Podcast number 14.
Ooh, 1-4.
As Adam likes to say.
Wait, in the news?
Where the hell is Andrew?
Where is Andrew?
That's the radar, sir.
Damn it.
We don't know how to do beats here.
Off the presses.
Yeah. That is our in the news sound effects. We have no money, so we do it ourselves.
Did you just say hot off precious?
Off
yes,
presses.
That's gross.
Presses.
Oh, God, that's just
awful. I don't think Gabrielle Sinebank thinks that's
she's a lovely precious. Young lady. F
she
y'all.
Is the best.
She's adorable.
We're doing our In the News segment. There's some excellent news this week, which I'm sure is going to get Gotti's loins all in a fire.
Well, you know, Gotti is really excited about
me. I really want to meet Andy Kaufman, y'all. I really do.
So, I'll start out. There was announced a Doctor Who music box set, 11 discs, spanning music from the past seasons.
Will it be the new Doctor Who or all Doctor Who?
All Doctor Who. And it's going to... it's a big collector's item. I know just the Doctor Who... Who are they called?
Whovian.
The Whovians?
Yeah.
Are just going to cream themselves. Or have already when it comes out. Because it's in the TARDIS... box.
That's nice. Great.
Nice. So, which is cool. So, if you're a music fan, if you're a Doctor Who fan, it's one to look out for.
Good luck getting laid.
I'm excited about the. No, I have a few girlfriends who are like recent Whovians, and they're like beautiful. And I'm like, just go find yourself a nice nerd now. Watch Doctor Who together all the time.
You need a nice Jewish boy. moving on. Disney just released the trailer and poster for.
Maleficent.
There you go.
So excited.
Angelina Jolie is going to be the villain.
She plays the title character.
Well, she plays
the
title character.
Maleficent. Yeah. Yeah. She's not really a villain. It's kind of like Wicked,
it's
where
like
we're
going
to see
her
what caused story. Her to be so horrible. It? But I'm really pissed because Fauna, Flora, and Meriwether are not in it. They have new names for the fairies.
Really? That's
like
weird.
Like Tiddlewinks and shit.
Is it like how with the Oz, they couldn't use a lot of the stuff?
But it's done by Disney, so I think they could
do
it.
Yeah, but the
all.
Musical is not Disney. Isn't that the issue?
No. The movie, because they have all the names and everything. They have Aurora, they have Stefan, they have Philip. So like all the names are the same. They changed the fairy names, and I'm confused because I was like, why are the three fairies?
I'm confused. What we're talking about this crap?
Well, because it's the shit.
It's big. It's big news.
I guess.
And it's interesting because it's going to be an origin story, and I'm on board with all of it. But it's origins, and I think it's going to also flash between. Being a little bit of an orange story, and then also being
so. Do you
the
think they will
Aurora
add,
story?
Excuse me. Do you think they'll cross breed like Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, anything else?
There might be the potential that if this does really well, which I'm not sure I'm down with.
They'll do a Marvel end scene when
yeah.
Do like other Disney ones.
Yes, yeah, so it'll be like the next one. It'll be like an apple, and I'll be like, I'm out because I hate Sleeping Beauty.
It'll be under the water.
Snow
it'll be Ursula.
Snow White is my least favorite of all of them.
She's Snow White?
Ugly. She's ugly. The story is boring.
I like Snow
and she gets
White.
Raped by dwarves.
Is it because she has short hair?
She doesn't get wait.
No, she doesn't really
she
have
does
short hair.
She does not get raped by dwarves. She is willing. She consents to
oh.
everything.
She just cooked the meals afterwards.
Just saying. Consent, not
But
rape.
I would be down for a Cinderella one. But they are doing a Cinderella one because Richard Madden, who is
Prince Charming.
Yeah, he'll be Prince Charming from Game of Thrones.
Stepsisters. Yeah.
You know what? Out. All of it.
You're out on it?
Yeah.
Why are you out on this? Yeah. Give it a chance.
I love the live action.
Meh.
I love the origin. I love the cross story. I'm excited.
I saw her character in that stupid Beowulf crap. Let's move on.
The poster looks really good, though. Her eyes look really awesome.
Yeah.
It looks really
good. And
the
costume.
I think it's one of the movies I actually look forward to seeing her in recently, because her last movies haven't
been... She's going to make a nice Maleficent.
Yeah. I agree.
I'll only say that because y'all think she's evil.
You don't like Angelina Jolie?
I like Angelina Jolie, but just I wish she'd do real movies.
This is a real movie.
Is it?
Moving on. Robert Kirkman, famous for creating Walking Dead, the comic and TV series, has a new TV show that landed at Cinemax. And it's an exorcism show
called
Outcast. And
sounds like a good premise, actually.
Yeah. I want to see him do more horror. That's not zombies.
Cinemax?
Well, Cinemax is not the best choice.
It's owned by HBO, though.
Yeah, but you can't get it. You
Who
can't
the
get
F
it
watches
HBO
Cinemax?
Go. It sucks.
No,
anything
you can't.
That's on Cinemax, you can't get on HBO Go, so I'm not interested.
Who cares? You know what? Let's go back to Angelina Jolie.
I think it'll be awesome. I like Kirkman.
Although I like Banshee. I liked Banshee a lot. Yeah.
But it seems like there's a lot of possession demonic stuff.
Well, Kirkman also has Thief of Thieves at AMC as a pilot, but I'm also waiting for the Invincible to be picked up by somebody.
Sounds a lot better, by the way.
Pretty much anything he writes will be picked up by somebody because they all think Walking Dead is, you know.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Jason Statham, everybody's favorite action hero, Jason Statham, is going to take on the sequel to Layer Cake. He will replace Daniel Craig, since Daniel Craig is specifically Bond.
Yeah, and they're both about the same age, right? So it's not like it's...
Okay, the no-name character dies. Let's get that straight. He's dead. F this movie.
But didn't Layer Cake a horrible movie?
Oh, my God. Layer Cake's amazing, and that's why they want to do it. But F them. Why? I understand Connelly wrote the sequel, all that bullshit.
Have you read the book?
Not the second one.
Meh. Connelly's the writer, and he's doing the
meh, big meh.
Why? Why are you should be excited for this.
Why? Statham over Daniel Craig?
What's wrong with him?
Well, who else you could think would do it then? Because Daniel Craig's got other shit to do.
Why? What's he busy doing? Another fucking...
Bond.
Is he filming it all the fucking year?
Yeah,
no.
But he can't... I think it's in his contract. He can't, like, play, like, another...
Well, no,
like,
bullshit.
Big action guy.
He's not playing an action guy. He's playing a fucking gangster. That movie's not an action movie. It's a gangster movie. It's about damn hoods and drug dealers and dark material. It's not Jason Statham and Trainspotter running around looking all fucking cool. The movie is intelligent. The movie's about intelligent
old
gangster.
Do you not think this
gangster.
Will be intelligent?
Fuck no. Matthew Vaughn's not going to direct. It's not going to be cool to have some retarded
motherfucker. We don't know for
sure,
but where do we doubt?
He didn't do X-Men 2. That says a lot about what his choices are in sequels. He didn't like doing them. I'm sorry. You don't have Vaughn's brilliance. You don't have Daniel Craig. You're not going to have Tom Hardy, by the way, which is the only character that matters in the fucking original book because he's the one who Vince takes over. So why don't they do his goddamn story? Is he playing him? No. Who's Jason Statham going to play? Daniel Craig's no-name character, which died. Fuck off, dog. We've seen the movie. Fuck that movie. Fuck Jason Statham. You know what? But I'm excited about.
If you're gonna fuck somebody,
get
the name
actually
right.
A transporter.
He's gonna be
transporting.
Yeah. Yes.
Why did y'all watch any of that? And why do you know his name other than Guy Ritchie?
I think he's
Snatch.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie. This is the last thing he did that was quality. Though Homefront does look decent, so I'll give him that. Much.
In the Name of the King.
Fuck you. In
Crank
the name
one and
of
two.
Goddamn King. Why are they doing this, man?
He's dating that pretty girl.
Your whole
Rosie
world
has
just come crashing down right
when
now.
When they do this
Whitley.
Shit to good
yeah.
films.
Rosie Huntington Whitley.
It could be fun. Are you going to see it?
Yeah, of course I'll see it. Yeah, why not? It's British. I'll see any British gangster film.
Okay.
Walk in room.
But I am not going in pleased. It better impress me.
All right. Well, we all know Gotti's stance on it. I'm happy for it. Moving on. Everybody's favorite movie from the 80s, Princess Bride, will be a Broadway play now.
It's about damn time.
Inconceivable.
It is about time that that movie gets made into a play. And maybe it'll be more like the Mary Poppins musical that takes more after the book. So maybe the book will be, or the play will be more like the book.
All I want them to do is the rhyming, rhyming scene with Andre and Mr. Montoya.
Anybody want to be that?
If they can do that in a musical, fucking sold.
I think Shrek the musical is really good.
You keep saying
so.
This word. I don't think you... I don't think it means what you think it means.
It'll be interesting to see if they actually show this from a straight story or if on stage they will have like a little scene with the grandfather telling the son.
I think they'll do it that way.
And then...
The movie translates to stage pretty well.
It does, yeah. It would really
like you can't mess up freaking... You can't, it's not. It's gonna look good.
I'm excited for it. Like I like Princess Bride.
I wonder if Ben Savage will be in it.
Who?
Not Ben Savage. Which one? Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
Fred's a little too old now.
Maybe
well, he's
he
not
the grandpa in this one.
What? He's not that old.
As you wish.
Cary Elwes could still play.
Yeah.
Cary Elwes still looks good.
He's
kind of
paunchy.
Yeah.
Ooh, like James Spader.
They should be Manny Patinkin.
So hot.
With that beard.
So Manny Patinkin, it's going to be so difficult to get somebody to say, you know, the famous line from the movie.
When he curses, too. Let's not forget about that.
The famous line?
He does curse.
Hello,
you killed my father. You're prepared to die.
What do you? Yeah, it's who's gonna?
But the line that caps it is the bitch comment, like "you son of a bitch." That can't be a musical. That's the death scene. They can't replicate that.
Sure, they can.
They can't say that word.
Can't say that.
Musicals are for kids. You can't do that shit.
You could do it.
Are they?
You can't say "son of a bitch."
Son of a gun?
No, that's gay.
They can say "son of a bitch."
I don't think so.
Son of a bitch.
I'm going to go ahead and say no musical will say son of a bitch. Other than like... than like Jersey Boys.
I just said Jersey Boys.
Didn't Rocky Horror Picture Show a musical? And
Coors Line? Horrors?
Yeah.
Coors Line doesn't curse.
Saturday Night
Yes, they
Grease.
Do.
A little bit. Yeah, they do. Of course they do.
Get Sandy's
they say
a bitch.
Things like Mewling Quim and like Gash. So they can get away with it.
No makeup fake ass.
Bitch is like a nicer version than any of those.
Biatch.
Biatch.
All right, moving on. Robert Rodriguez's TV series From Dusk Till Dawn is finally in production.
Well, it's because he's actually making his own TV station.
El Rey.
Yeah, El Rey. Nobody else wants, so he made his own TV station.
My good buddy Chet
good for
works
him.
There now. We got connections to El Rey.
Good for
no,
him.
No, I thought he was going to work for the Fonz.
And
no,
El Rey is
their client.
He's at Fonz.
Very cool.
PR, yeah.
And they're doing all right.
Yeah.
Because Rodriguez is in Austin.
Dusk Till Dawn, I'm a huge fan,
are
so...
Are they shooting in Austin?
Yes.
Yes. Everything he does
is in Austin.
Yeah.
Everybody goes there.
Film Texas.
Smokes a bunch of weed and does film out in the woods, yeah.
With his 20 kids.
So if you like Dusk Till Dawn, this could be a TV series.
It's a good vampire story. Let's do it.
I like
that. I'm totally down for it.
Part 2, 3, and 4
will
terrible.
It be dark, you think?
I hope it's dark. I hope it. You know
what?
I hope,
like
Clooney
kids.
Makes an
it
appearance
will be like
too.
Kids.
Let's do that.
Do you think they're still friends?
Who?
Robert and Clooney.
Of course.
Why not?
So well, buds.
Clooney's cool.
Did they not? Did they haven't.
They haven't
out?
Done anything in a long time together.
Because he's huge.
Rodriguez makes
Dusk Till Dawn. Was his first feature film after ER.
Yeah.
Where he was a bad guy. It was awesome.
He was great.
Yeah, but now Clooney's Clooney. He doesn't have to like slump.
Yeah, Clooney makes his own movies and writes his own movies. Clooney makes his own movies.
Do you think they have? Do you think they celebrate Thanksgiving together?
Like the Mexican Thanksgiving, kind of like Thanksgiving.
Like Clooney comes down and he's like,
he just sends his cousin.
Yes, the first time in 800 years.
He sends down his cousin 800,000 years. He's like, Abel, you go handle.
But there was no Thanksgiving 800,000 years, 8,000 years ago.
Abel Ferreira.
That's what her argument was. I said the same thing. 8,000 years. Well, Jews haven't been around 8,000 years.
Are you talking about Chanukah?
Fuck you. Thanksgiving.
All right. Moving on. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, joins a movie called SEAL Team 666.
Who cares?
Which is a Navy SEAL team that battles...
The devil.
The netherworld.
Yeah, you know
sounds
what?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Great.
Also, how do you not care about this movie?
Why crazy. Are you demeaning the
I
SEALs?
I can break down this whole thing.
It's going to be like Hellboy, but with
The
Rock.
The Rock.
No, it won't.
It's
I'm
Dwayne
not
Johnson.
Interested.
You can't come
the unless The Rock is playing the Tooth Fairy again, I'm not interested.
What
SEAL
was wrong
team,
with that?
Don't care.
It was
care.
A great movie.
Tooth Fairy was good.
Yeah, Tooth Fairy was good. That's what I'm saying. I don't. When, I only want to see
when
The Rock play the
when
Tooth
Fairy. When you're bringing Larry the Cable Guy to replace The Rock.
I love Stephen Merchant in that movie, too.
Yeah.
I think this looks awesome.
How?
Fun.
Why?
It looks fun as hell.
You're retarded.
He also just got announced for another movie that's supposed to be like All's Lost called Not Without Hope.
Yeah, out on that, too. You know what? Out on The Rock.
You need to give everything one chance.
No, not going to do it. If you want to know a good SEAL movie... Peter Berg's making a good
he
SEAL
He has so
movie.
Much
that's
charisma.
That's making a SEAL movie.
Lone Survivor.
I was like, Navy SEALs is great.
Lone Survivor.
With Carlos Estevez.
With Mark Wahlberg. Who you hate.
I hate Mark Wahlberg, but less than I hate The Rock right now.
Yeah.
And The Rock's a funny guy. I'd love to hang out
well,
with
at least,
him.
And Mark Wahlberg, yeah. I loved him earlier this week where he was like telling actors like Tom Cruise who compare their careers to
yeah.
That's because training. Of the Peter Berg movie.
And he's like, you have no fucking idea.
What is that
like,
movie called?
Lone Survivor. I
that
told
one looks
you,
good.
Like
isn't Mark Wahlberg and Donnie Wahlberg going to have a
reality
show?
And the third brother about their hamburger joint that they made with him.
So weird.
You know what? Better than this crap 666.
They better have Marky Mark and Donnie Wahlberg do a dance number. That's all I have to say.
They're just wearing Calvin Klein underwear together.
Yeah.
Giving hot dogs out?
So
sexual.
Hammers.
All right. Oh, moving on. Let's
meat
talk bad. About, let's all have a moment of silence for Blockbuster.
Why?
The place
why should we give a shit?
Because I spent my childhood there.
Blockbuster ruined itself.
What I think is so funny is my favorite thing is like all week long people are like, oh my God, Blockbuster's done, blah, 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 so sad. And I'm like, you are the people who were like, oh, I'm going to go download that off of the internet or I'm going to go download that off of iTunes. Like you're the reason that Blockbuster doesn't exist.
I agree. I didn't rent a movie. When Netflix came out and Hulu, you didn't need Blockbuster anymore.
And now that I think about it, I dated a Blockbuster employee. I had sex in a Blockbuster once.
And now movies.
Ooh, what's that story?
No story.
Guy or girl?
Wait, you had sex with a Blockbuster employee in a Blockbuster? What section?
Was she wearing her khakis?
Was it too?
She was wearing her khakis.
Yeah. Wave
her
your
khakis
late feet?
Were a big part
what
of
city
our,
was this?
Got
it.
This was Denton, Texas.
Was it to wave your late feet?
Was this in college?
Yes.
High five. So tell me, what...
What movie did I rent afterwards?
Yeah.
Did she wave your late fees? That's what I was
No, tell me what movie you rented afterwards.
Huh?
Red Shoe Diaries?
No. No, it was college.
It was probably Gremlins,
too. Something like that.
It was probably a.
So, did you have sex with her in the Blockbuster? Or outside the
Anyways,
Blockbuster?
How about Netflix picks up our
like,
movie?
What section
in
the store?
Our podcast is not sexual lives.
Was it the actual bathroom? Or
was
like the employee bathroom?
They have rooms.
Was it the horror section?
They have rooms? Like
roofs.
Roofs.
Oh, you had sex on the roof.
Let's go on.
You had sex on the roof? That's awesome.
That seems so painful.
Was it gravelly?
Yeah.
Was there a lot of shingles?
You brought this up.
Did you get tarred?
We didn't bring this up.
I don't know how I brought this up.
Okay, we can move on.
I don't want to move on. Hold on. I have no details here.
I don't remember the movie.
Was it at night? Was it during the day?
It was obviously at night.
Was that night?
Couldn't do that at day.
Yeah, you get
she removed your late
fees? I had sex in a radio station too, but we'll move on.
Radio on air? Or in the stacks with records?
No, on air.
You had sex on air?
Yeah, I was a radio host too, buddy.
Okay. That's for another time.
We're going to save Gotti's 6 points for another time.
Oh my gosh.
That'll be our hot topic next week.
Oh, well, not.
All right, so Blockbuster.
I'll bring an embarrassing
By the way,
story.
Never posting this bit
we are.
Ever.
Blockbuster. I did Netflix. I did Hulu. And I think Blockbuster really tried. They got rid of late fees. They got...
Can we really still talk
about this? Yeah, they tried to do the on-demand thing. They tried to do the streaming thing and just never worked.
They tried to treat us like the girlfriend that Gotti had sex with.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, slam right there.
Yeah, we had to close it down.
He never went to that Blockbuster again.
It
was always weird.
Why would I? I don't live in Denver.
So yeah, Blockbuster's no longer. They closed their remaining 300 stores.
But speaking of the thing that helped kill Blockbuster, Netflix has signed a deal this week. Last
and
week.
Redbox. Redbox.
Great.
With, yeah.
Marvel.
I think Redbox brought back the idea that you could go somewhere to rent something.
That's true.
Because for
there
a while,
are
it was
rentable
really...
places. Like, there's Family Video. That's popping up everywhere.
Premiere Video still.
Premiere around. Video still quality.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's not face it. It's not like the death of video.
Well, Blockbuster never really, I mean, I always like the smaller places anyway because Blockbuster never had a very large breadth of, of options.
That's why Premiere Video is going to always kind of be around.
Yeah, because there are people who want to get niche VHSs and stuff.
Bunch of porn.
But I'm really excited about
European
Netflix
European
getting the Marvel
That's
deal.
It.
Yeah, speaking of Netflix, go for them.
Well, there's so Marvel just signed a deal with Netflix
Woo-hoo!
To do four new shows, including a Daredevil
exclusive
with
Netflix.
A miniseries. So,
yeah, so it's. I'm really excited about it. I think, and also if they're going to go down the Netflix model where they'll release all of them, we will hopefully not have the problem that we're having with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where it's like, I have to wait.
Drags on so much. But yeah, you have Daredevil, you have Jessica Jones, which was actually going to be written and produced by Melissa Rosenberg, who was supposed to do the ABC version.
Yeah.
And now she's on for the Netflix one, which is kind of cool. And then you also have Luke Cage and Iron Fist, and then they all come together for the Defenders miniseries at the end, which, yeah, sounds
crazy.
Great.
Marvel is in everything right
it
now.
It just seems so interesting that Marvel would go with Netflix as opposed to, like...
Right. They see the success with House of Cards and Arrested Development and everything.
But it's still
I think that exclusive ability makes it so much more attractive.
Yeah.
Because the model is so much more appealing.
You don't have to worry about ratings or media.
But Netflix still doesn't release their information. Like, they're not releasing
And
their,
they won't.
They
will
never
not.
But you know they're making money.
But you know, I don't know one person besides maybe my cousin Josh who doesn't own Netflix or pay for it monthly. Like, everybody has
I don't pay for Netflix monthly.
Because you're borrowing it from someone else, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So,
and I'm on the opposite. I know a lot of people.
I haven't paid for Netflix in a few years.
I know a lot of people who don't have Netflix because I hang out with readers.
Well, the first series is going to be Daredevil. People with and brains. Actually, they announced that Drew... And I said Drew Goddard is going to be the writer
yes.
of them. It's going to be awesome.
Drew.
Kevin
so
Woods.
Excited about
yeah.
Drew
Goddard. Joss Whedon's best friend from college.
He's so cute. Drew Goddard.
He did Cloverfield also, right? So.
Was that Vaughn?
No,
was
that wasn't.
Vaughn.
That,
no, it was Matt Reeves and
Matt Reeves.
Drew Goddard.
Yeah,
you're right.
Drew Goddard wrote Cabin in the Woods,
yeah.
And he wrote something else recently.
Yeah,
Kevin Woods was great.
You wrote another one. I just care about.
Still
this.
Think they should have held the secret.
But yeah, Netflix. This is huge.
But
like
I'm excited.
For
yeah.
Marvel and Netflix. Netflix. I mean, people are just like, man, people are going
Loki,
Netflix now.
Put Loki in all of them. Not my dog.
Is, wait, he's Loki.
Best part of Thor 2.
Will he? He won't be in this series though.
No.
Yeah,
no.
The only one that he would ever.
She's
probably
making
be
a general
in.
Statement.
Yeah, no. I'm just vying for more Tom Hiddleston in anything.
He's really good.
I can't wait for that Lover's Last sad thing till this winter.
But if you're a Marvel fan, yeah. Pick up Netflix now.
Only Lovers Left.
Only
Live.
Lovers Left Alive.
Yeah.
Moving on, weird news. Judd Apatow, maker of Knocked Up and Freaks and Geeks, is producing a Key and Peele movie.
That sounds great.
Which
to
sounds
me.
I like Key and Peele.
He's,
I like his
yeah.
their TV
I like
show.
Key and Peele, and I like when Judd Apatow produces things.
Isn't he also
instead of direction?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's moved as a director to not as, like,
he
was
he
like 90%
so
dick and fart jokes, but now he's like 30% dick and fart jokes.
Yeah.
I
think he's also producing a movie with the Workaholics guys with Seth and Seth
yeah.
also. So.
Which, by the way, one of them is on
Modern
Family.
Family.
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam's
great.
Adam. And he was in Pitch Perfect.
And Honors was on the Mindy Project. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's such a babe.
But yeah, Key and Peele. I like Key and Peele.
Workaholics is quality.
It is great.
Yeah.
Fully
I don't
torqued.
Like that one.
Fully torqued right now.
The curly hair guy is the best
Blake?
One.
Fully torqued right
Love
now.
Love him.
Such a good episode. and then another really good piece of news. Don Cheadle for the last four
yes.
or 5 years has been trying to make a Miles Davis
yes.
biopic. It's finally got the green light, and he will direct, which is his first directorial
Don
debut,
Cheadle to play all black
and he
characters
will
ever.
Star
Whoa.
As Miles Davis.
So down.
I'm curious to see if he's actually going to learn to play
Idris Elba to play all black characters ever.
I'm down with that too.
You think he'll learn
Don
to play
Don Cheadle
actual...
should play all the American ones?
I don't think so.
I bet
Miles
you will.
Miles was a that's a tough trumpet play right there for sure.
Yeah, but he could learn to.
He might learn how to like finger.
He'll.
It's
he's
all,
doing that in House of
it's
Lies.
It's all CGI. It's CGI fingers.
Yeah, but Miles, I mean, he has to. You're right. The image of Miles going off on the fingers is Miles Davis. Like, that's why women love Miles Davis. That dude was a beast.
He's awesome. I'm excited Don Cheadle.
Damn right.
He's good stuff.
He could blow that long and play that long.
He gets all
hey,
up there with his
I voice. Play clarinet and saxophone. I laugh at
yeah.
all the finger jokes.
Yeah.
Finger the notes.
Mm-hmm. Clean
good
it
stuff.
Out. It out.
I like it. Anybody else have any news?
I have several pieces of news.
Andy. Andy
Cox. Are you
first,
getting married, Adam? That
yeah.
was like such a...
First off, I think it's kind of hilarious. They're making Ghost into a TV show. The movie starring Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg.
Patrick Swayze is in pre-production on Ghost 2 right now.
You asshole! You asshole!
Great joke.
Terrible.
Now,
is it not true?
You know why this is happening.
It's going to be like a weird, like, you know, mystery or ghost case of
the
week.
The musical is making money.
Yeah.
The whole ghost story
if they bring back Whoopi, maybe I'm in, but still.
He's not
hot,
in.
Whoopi Goldberg was so
the
good.
The ghost musical's coming to Dallas next year, and it's going to blow everyone's
I would
mind.
Say it was going to be Octavia Spencer, but she's going to be doing the Murder, She Wrote.
Ew.
I know, terrible.
Ew.
And we talked about that last time.
And
Angela
Lansbury is so
really
mad
funny.
About it.
I'm mad about it.
No, but I thought Lansbury was going to, like, play a part in it.
No, not anymore. She's not too pleased with what they sent her.
And then here's a little piece of news that Gotti is going to hate and doesn't care about. They announced that Nightwing is going to be in Batman vs. Superman.
Who is?
Who cares?
Nightwing.
Really?
Oh,
why?
Yeah, that's cool.
And the
why do we care?
Because the frontrunners to play him are Adam Driver from Girls, who's great.
Out.
They also have Penn Badgley.
Bale.
Or Ezra Miller. I think Ezra Miller would be
Ezra Miller
choice.
Would be fucking awesome.
Ezra Miller from Perks?
Ezra Miller. You know what he would have been really good at? He would have been a really good Riddler.
Yeah, maybe in like 10
like
years.
Sexy,
guys,
just show his hips, Riddler.
Can we retire the damn bat already?
No. It's going to keep on going.
I hated the way Nolan ended the damn series, but are they going to do anything better than what he did?
They're rebooting Batman.
Yeah.
And with a shittier director, it's going to suck.
Yep.
Probably.
It's going to suck. You have to admit that, Brian. It does not have the oomph that when Nolan came aboard and said, I'm doing Batman, everyone took notice. You know it's going to suck. How do you think it's going to do well?
It's a different take on it. I'm going to go
a different take that sucks.
I liked Man of Steel.
Why?
We'll revisit this again, Gotti.
We will.
But
Nightwing? Yeah. Really?
It's hard to take away the three Nolan ones, but somebody's going to do it differently, and I'm going to say, like,
and you're real excited about Zack Snyder being that
one. I am. I like Zack Snyder.
You know what? Give me any random ass director to do a better job.
Okay. We also have
fucking Batman.
The front runner to replace Josh Brolin for Jurassic World now is Chris Pratt.
Yes.
Which I think would be great because I love Chris Pratt.
He's the lead voice in the new Lego movie.
He's also the star of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which looks good.
Looks good.
And he plays I can't think of his
name.
He's on Parks and Recreation.
I don't think Jurassic Park 4 would be really good.
Wait. You'll be in on Batman, but you won't be in on fucking dinosaurs.
I will be on a Jurassic Park 4.
Jurassic Park looks a lot better
than Batman. Well, the only reason I'm kind of excited is because it's the director of Safety Not Guaranteed
who's doing it.
So, and I really loved that movie last year.
I did too. Starring Plaza, Mr. Pratt's girlfriend from Parks and Rec. You know what?
Dwyer's.
I'll go ahead and say this. Yeah. I hope the Jurassic Park blows away the Batman series.
Yeah.
I'd rather see a bunch of dinosaurs than damn old Batman fighting fucking Superman is impotent as his impotent.
You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised.
By what? Shitty acting by Ben Affleck? Great. Seen it before.
Then the final piece of news I have, I guess, was announced today that Jack Black and Tim Robbins are going to be doing an HBO show called The Brink that's directed by Jay Roach.
Yep. He did Awesome Powers.
Yeah, he did Game Change for HBO, so he has a relationship with them. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
Lots of things are coming to HBO.
HBO's quality stuff.
Except Tom Hanks' 60 series going to CNN. What a fucking idiot.
CNN, man.
You can listen to Gotti's rant on that subject a few podcasts ago.
Really?
Okay, sorry. Stupid question.
Do you have any news, Gwen?
Well, you guys, we got our first glimpses of our new Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele this week.
He's such a piece of meat.
I'm so excited.
Doesn't he beat her? Isn't that the point?
Yeah, he does.
So are you think this guy will be good?
I think he will be. I mean, I was really bummed out about Charlie. Like, you guys, we all know my feelings about Charlie. But Jamie Dornan is a total babe, and I'm excited that they're going with. I've been watching The Fall along with watching Sons of Anarchy, and he plays, like, this dark serial killer on that show. And I think he can definitely go into that dark realm. So I'm excited. I'm sure the movie's going to be terrible, but I don't give a shit. I'm still on board. It's gone through a lot of script rewrites.
Which is always not good.
It happens. They're just talking about it. It happens a lot more common than we think it does. But they look really good, and their chemistry is really good on the cover, so I'm excited. Entertainment Weekly.
Their chemistry is great on a picture of them looking sad.
It's all they have to do is they have to look sad.
There's
and
no chemistry involved in this crap.
It's going to be like Nymphomaniac, which I've been like reading a lot about this week. It looks terrible.
And there's also Sex Tape. Stop making shitty films!
Sex Tape is going to be good, though.
Will it?
It's actually pretty fun.
I like Siegel a lot. It better be. I love Jason Siegel. I watched Jeff.
But isn't it Cameron Diaz?
Jeff Lives at Home.
Fucking brilliant movie. Yeah. Duplass Brothers. Make more movies.
Yeah.
They are.
They do.
They were quality and safety not guaranteed, Mark. Mark.
He was
glad we got off that damn Shades of Crap.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
Anything else from you?
No, that's it.
You know what Batman should do? Shades of 50 Grey with Superman. I'm in.
I'd be down with that.
Whoever's the top or bottom, doesn't matter.
I'm always down for a little
Joe Schuster, great Superman, used to do all the S&M drawings of the superheroes.
That's a better plot.
I have the book.
Superman's a power top, so.
Is he? Because he can't have kids. Poor Batman.
Ow.
Batman's anus. Whole nother story. Brings a whole nother element to Robin, too.
God, you always go gay. I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's better than what they're doing now.
So besides that, any other news from you?
Just Andy. Andy's coming back.
Andy Kaufman.
That's right. He's back.
Tell us the story on that real quick.
Well, it goes back a few years. The brother's been hinting at this for a while, saying that he's gotten letters
from a mysterious person. We've all known that
Kaufman died of cancer.
Wanted to fake his death at some point, but then he died.
He famously wrote a letter to his brother that was found
detailing days after the
how he would fake it.
Yeah.
And he did use cancer as his way of faking it. The point that the brothers always made is Andy won't mess it up until the dad dies, because the dad was in on the joke, essentially, and knows his son has a family and living by himself and all that. But the question is, the daughter popped up a couple of days ago at one of the nightclubs, and nightclub owners have all been interviewed and said this shit's real.
Yeah.
That she looks like him, like she's talking about shit that he would only know now. And that supposedly Kaufman has been keeping up with the brothers' Kaufman Awards for the past like 9-10 years. And the theory is now that the dad's passed away, that Andy will come back and reveal himself. Now, there was the new thing that the brother came out and said he's been misquoted. But I think that's because there's two articles out there that talk about him talking about the daughter. And he said, I didn't say anything about his daughter. Which, if he has a daughter, it means he's fucking, you know...
But wouldn't this just completely discount that amazing Jim Carrey movie?
Do you remember the end of that movie? It ends with the theory that he didn't
die. He's on stage and it's not Zamunda.
Yeah. It ends with the theory that he is not dead.
Yeah.
And that the director is paying homage to the famous letter that he got, which hasn't been talked about for a long time. Like, the brother went underground, then started up the awards, never said anything about the letter until like 2 years ago. When supposedly that's when he got another letter saying, I'm watching you. And that freaked him out. And he talked about that in an interview. But it's weird now that the daughter's popped up. It's very eerie. If it is a hoax, it's a very, you know, kind of dark hoax, but it fits. Even if it's not, you know, real. Amazing. Imagine if it is real, though. How, like, wow. For a celebrity to go underground and live your life like that, that could be a movie.
But crazy. It's not going to be real.
It won't be real.
It's not going to be, but it's cool to think if it was. Like, yeah. That takes balls to go underground for 20 years. It's possible.
One big joke.
Yeah. I mean, crazy. Ted Danson would be a little... I mean, not Ted Danson. what's his taxi friend?
Take that, Ted Danson. Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito.
No, the other guy, the pretty boy. Tony Danza. Tony Danza would be a little upset. Tony and Andy were really close.
Maybe he's been in on it the whole time. Maybe Andy Kaufman is actually Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
And that's why they made that movie where Tony played his dad?
Angels in the Outfield?
No, the one that just came out. The
Danza?
Yeah.
Tony Danza?
Whoa! I forgot about that!
In the same movie.
He's in both movies, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
We've talked about that.
We haven't talked about that.
Should we do more Tony Danza time? I love Tony Danza.
It's awesome. Well, that is our In the News segment for this week. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope Batman dies.